Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Oh, I suck at these.
No, this is not actually a pop quiz for you. I think you're off the hook.
Oh, great.
There's basically 10 at-home skills. This, I don't know who did this. Was this BuzzFeed or somebody? I think this is a little, I don't know what it is. 10 at-home skills every man should know how to do. And I think it's just every person should know how to do.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like,
okay,
you can own a home no matter what. I think this is mostly a test for you, TAC, because...
out of everyone here, you're the most unlikely?
No.
Go on. Just,
if you saw TAC... Like if you were in Home Depot and TAC was standing there, there's a decent chance you'd go like, and you're like, damn it, where are the impact wrenches? I think I'd approach TAC because he appears like he might know some stuff.
Okay. Oh, really?
The beard, a little bit longer hair, the hoodie.
Oh, thank you.
Like you just have this
today's
like,
look for sure.
You're like,
yeah.
No, okay.
You don't have to have an orange smock to be somebody who wants to talk to at Home Depot. Legit. I've talked to strangers.
Yeah, I find you get a little better help sometimes.
100%.
Just talking to the random person.
What are you trying to do? Oh, okay, no, you don't want to be in this aisle. Yeah. Two aisles over is where the rainbird stuff is. You want to use that.
I always feel too clean. There's just no dirt on me.
You look like a supervisor. You look like you used to do work, and now you're a foreman.
Okay, wow, I should carry myself that way. I feel like an imposter whenever I'm...
Because you don't know anything about anything.
No, right. It's any store I walk into. I'm just like, I got to get out of here.
Oh, I mean, you're pretty good in a, you know, fast food store.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Convenience store.
Yeah. Ask me for help at the Wendy's. I know the menu.
If you're in a Quick Trip, he's going to show you right where those maple bars are.
No, he'll literally show you where the icy machines are because that was the one thing that I was like,
really?
There they are.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. So do you, out of 10 things, not knowing ahead of time, I want you, this is like at your job where they make you like self-assess.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you self-assess, each of you, before I even say it. How many of these 10 at-home skills do you think you will know how to do?
Okay.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
Let me go 7.
Tia thinks he's going to be a 7?
Mm-hmm. I think 8.
You think you're going to be an 8?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? Are you doing it too?
Me? I'll be a 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I mean... Who do you call when you don't know how to?
All right, fair enough.
Number one. Oh, God. I didn't even look. These are really easy. Change a light bulb.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
What about the light bulb underneath your microwave oven that shows?
He didn't even know existed until like last week.
So do you
week?
Know how to change that?
It's not that I didn't know it existed. I just don't use it. I believe you're in one of two
you
camps.
You didn't know it existed.
You don't use it.
You did not know it was there.
No, because my wife leaves it on all the time. I know. But
do you
I
know
never
how to change
use
that bulb?
No, I don't. But I've changed entire light fixtures. Like I've, you know, I've done all that. So that's way more than
while
a light bulb.
While watching YouTube, standing on a ladder.
No, not every
Did
time.
Did you turn the power off to change the light fixture?
No, you just leave the switch down. Okay. You're good.
You're just saying things I've said to you.
Aaron, but it's true. I learned from you.
You know how to change a light bulb.
Yes.
Right? So it's one apiece.
I haven't done a fixture, but that's okay.
Oh, it's easy.
It's not that easy. Number two, hang a picture.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah. What?
I have all of my music pictures that I have
hung
up.
What if it's a heavy one?
Yes.
So you know how to do like a molly bolt?
No.
So you find a stud
screws.
Then?
No, I do. Yeah, studs.
You know how to find a stud?
Yes. I literally did all of some construction in this room.
That's why this room looks like.
Yes. That's why walls are missing.
Does she know how to find a stud? Ask Hinge.
Hinge is like, can confirm. Yeah.
I can hang a picture too.
All right.
I'll use a good wall anchor.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You know,
I feel like you're Googling terms while I'm sitting.
Oh, no, I've done
he's
it.
He's not. He's Googled, Googled it in the past and learned. There's nothing wrong with
it. By the way, these are not all DIY things as evidence, or like not all home related necessarily, because number three is sew a button back on.
Mm, yep.
Mm. No, I'll give myself a no. I could probably figure it out. I've done it in home ec, but in like eighth grade.
I've done it, but I don't know that it looks great.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's a way, like you're poking through, yeah, and you're kind of supposed to make an X or something.
Oh, no, it's easy.
Really?
Yeah. I think we could all
do
it.
Do you do it often?
Not often, no.
I can't decide if I'm giving everybody points. No, just Aaron gets a point there. So
yeah, I'll say no, because I wouldn't do it. I would answer that. Like I would have Angie do it.
Oh, boy. Gotcha. Well, there's about to be a pattern forming here. Number four is iron clothes.
Yeah, I love ironing. I love steaming.
Will you please come over?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh my God, I hate ironing so bad. You can iron a guy's
so
shirt.
Oh, it's so satisfying.
You can't iron a guy's shirt.
Yeah.
Well, like it came
from
the dry cleaner.
Well, you didn't say that.
Like you could wear it and people wouldn't look at you like, what happened?
No, you could still wear it and be like, that's a crisp shirt, but something's a little weird.
You really think you could? I can do it, but it's just... Like when I'm doing the sleeve, I'm screwing up something I just did.
On the other side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm always chasing my own tail on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not a good ironer. I have a weird aversion to heat.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say, you was like, I have a weird, I thought he was going to say wife.
Oh.
Oh, no. No.
No. Oh my God, I have a wife.
No.
Edge!
I have a weird.
Iron the suit.
A weird aversion to heat. Okay. So irons, I get skittish around. I hate taking stuff out of the oven because I know it's real hot in there. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that stuff.
I will reach into an oven. If it's on aluminum foil, for some reason, aluminum foil doesn't hold the heat.
Yeah,
I will grab aluminum foil out of a 400 degree oven.
Yeah.
No, my wife does. She reaches in all the time. I hate it. It drives me.
They just know. Like, I grew up in Longmont. The Rodriguez family, they own a restaurant called Casa de Burrito back in the day. And that's what they do. Like, go grab that tortilla out of there and just hold it by the aluminum foil. You just grab stuff out of the oven.
Oh, no, scary.
So, but the iron, you're afraid you're going to hit it with your face or?
Yeah, it's way too hot.
So you're a no on iron clothes?
I'd be no on iron. Yeah, but I do use, we have a steamer. Does that count? A little steamer.
That's heat.
You know? But it's not going to burn me.
It's not ironing technically, but it is doing the same job. So, I don't know.
We got to blast through a few more here. Make a bed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every day.
Yep.
Okay, not the day I came over.
It was an open invitation. We've been over this.
Remove a stain.
Yeah. Did that this morning.
A stain from what?
I would say I know Aaron can because I've never met anybody in my life who, at exactly the wrong time, will pick up some sort of food that is obviously a stainable food. It's like, oh, here we are at the gala for heart health. And she's like, let me try one of these Torchy's tacos that are clearly dripping.
Literally, it's so bad. I don't know how I'm such a messy eater. Because I'm not trying. Food always gets in my hair, on my shirt. Like, I don't know. But I can get the stains out.
All right. So we're only through like six of them. We're going to come back and find out which one of us is more of a homebody.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're blasting through this list that was 10 at-home skills that every man should know. Mm-hmm. We've widened it out to just every person should know. I don't know why these are men things anyway. Because so far it's been change a light bulb. Everybody does that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a light bulb in my house that's been out for probably 2 years.
Is it on your vaulted ceiling? Is that the word?
Mine aren't vaulted. Vaulted means like a triangle, I think. Oh. They're just super high.
Oh, gotcha.
But no, it's not one of those. Those are actually the most fun.
Why?
Because you have to get on like an A-frame ladder at the very top and use the extendo dealy bobber. Oh, wow.
That does not sound fun.
It's not fun because what happened to me, oh my God, this is such a fun story. Like I went to do it and you go, and it came out. And I was like, great. And I pulled it down and the screwy part was still up in there. So the light bulb broke.
Oh, wow.
So it's like 30 feet in the air and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to do. And you go on the interweb and you know, do you know what pole I'm talking about?
I think so.
It's like a yellow pole that has like a, and there you can put these different things on the end. They're like kind of, one of them is kind of elasticy and it just kind of goes over the top of a light bulb like a hand.
Oh.
And you undo it.
Oh,
and I was
that's
like,
smart.
And then it broke and I was like, I don't know what to do. So you go on the internet and it's like some of the other attachments that are in there sort of look like something you would examine your butt with.
Okay.
They're like a little, they're like rubbery, plasticky, and they look like they would go in there like that. And I'm like, I never knew what they were for.
So, okay. Trial and error.
I had to retrieve it. but you like shove it up in there.
And then twist. And it
like the... like sticks to the broken glass and like whatever and you go,
oh wow,
and it like unscrews.
Oh, cool.
The part that's stuck up in there. Oh. So yes, no, the one that's broken for me is like in my bathroom, like over my vanity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of those ones where the size, you know what I'm saying, it's not a regular bulb.
Oh, is it one of like the round
the
ones?
The vanity, yeah, yes. Yeah, it's like yeah. A round clear bulb with a smaller.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've gone to the store, I buy some, I get it back, and I'm like, that's not it. Mm. So I'm like,
Why don't you take it with you to the store?
I never think of it until I'm at the store.
Gotcha. He's too busy playing with that other tool. He doesn't make
it
to the
store.
It's
hard to walk into the store inconspicuously. Oh my God. I wish I hadn't said that. By the way, if you ever break a light bulb off, that's not 40 feet in the air. Do you know how you get it out without having the thing?
Mm-mm.
This is a trick I learned when I was young. I can't, I swear I'm not making this up. A potato. Stick a potato up on the
thing. I don't like that you're making the same sound. It's the same.
Would anyone like a potato right now?
Yeah, he's making that sound. His mouth isn't moving.
This anyway, no, you like stick a potato on it and it'll do the same thing as that does because it like sticks.
That's
like,
so smart.
And you're like rah, 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 and unscrew the potato and then the yeah.
Smart. I've only used those things like when you work retail, you know, if something's hanging up real
high.
You use the big hook.
Yeah.
But once you work retail now, you don't need to ask for help ever again. You're just like, well, where's the hook?
Yeah,
and you just find it.
I've done that at the Buckle.
Good. Okay, good.
And grab my own stuff.
Because we hate when you ask for it. So just do it. It's fine.
I was like,
oh my God, I'm gonna leave.
Anyway, 10 things every person should know how to do. Change the light bulb. Have I ever told you about the light bulbs way higher? Okay, sorry. Hang a picture, sew a button back on, iron clothes, make a bed, remove a stain. That's how far we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tiak, you are, I don't know if you said on remove a stain, but I think you've missed two. Out of six, I think you have four.
Yeah, I know to spray it before you put it. You spray it with the little stain remover before you throw it
in. What's the stain remover called?
I don't know. It's the, I don't know.
I'm going to give you half a point on that.
That's fair.
I have a whole section. I don't know if you've ever used the Grandma's. And it's not Grandma's. Grandma's is a different one. But there's that one company that gets real specific on stains. Do you know what I'm talking about? They're little yellow bottles. And it's
no.
This one's for, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. It's like
stop it.
It's like blood or ice cream, oil or marker.
Oh, really?
Like the stain removers are super.
Oh, you're right. Carbona Stain
That's
Devils.
The one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coffee, tea, wine, and juice.
There you go. It's like, what's on this shirt? And you go, grab the one for, I don't know, this is most, it's like clown fight.
Grass, dirt, and makeup.
Wow.
They are so specific. Yeah. But it's awesome because you know exactly which one to put on your stain. Huh. Look up clown fight. No, that's blood and ice cream. Yeah. Never mind. Next, wallpaper a room or unwallpaper a room? Unwallpapering's easy, but...
I actually thought that maybe that was more difficult because you want it to all come off, right? I feel like it would not all come off.
It's in like, it would Tiak has already mentioned the tool that would get it off. You walk around with a steamer and that stuff will just come
right
off.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I would say no, I couldn't wallpaper. Yeah.
Nobody even needed your answer, buddy.
Okay, thank you. It legitimately makes me nervous when I see them do it. It's like, it's not going to line up right. I hate that. I hate putting a phone, like a screen protector on a phone, any of that. That has to be perfect. I'm bad at it.
I think I claim...
Rust and perspiration?
I'm not
Why
kidding.
Are those two related?
Because it's some sort of chemical. It's oxidation
what?
Or something.
Okay, sorry.
You're going to buy...
Blood and dairy.
I told you! I said it was blood and ice cream. I said it was blood and ice cream, and that's a real one. I don't think
Ben and Jerry's is out of control.
It's mostly Jerry. Pack a suitcase.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a pro at that.
Yeah, I think so. Although you took issue with it because I pack by each day.
That's stupid.
I also feel like T-Hack overpacked.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't want to take up too much time on this, but I've gone down a recent rabbit hole and I got to start saving these videos where these women, it's mostly Asian women for some mm-hmm. reason, are like taking a pair of pants and then they go fold, 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 and then like take the legs and fold them inside. Yeah. And all of a sudden the pant is a black hole. Like the pant is gone and it's because it's enfolded in on it's.
Yeah.
I have to learn how to do this.
I see it where they use the pockets and just everything the way they fold it.
And then they incredible. Put it in a bag and it's just like, there's like eight squares. It's like Tetris. Then you can go like, dur, 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 mm-hmm. and like, ugh, I want to learn how to do that. Put shelves up.
Mm-hmm. Definitely with some anchor screws, like we mentioned before.
I've never done it, so I'm going to say no.
Aaron, you are right now at 9.
No, I'm not.
You're at 8.
I'm at 8, yeah.
Yeah, you've only missed one.
Shelves make me nervous, though, too. It's the same thing, because it's got to be level, and I get real. It's got to be perfect. Mm.
I have the little LED thing. You just like
yeah.
put it on the wall and then it goes whoop, and shoots a...
A laser?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Have plants. A potato. The 10th one is have plants without killing them.
Yes.
We have plants everywhere in our house, but they're not my... They're my wife's. So I don't think
you're
could do
no.
it. I'm a no.
Do you know how many you got?
I don't want to know.
I've written it on this potato.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.